not gonna fall down without a fight. We breathe the same air and we look alive. The moon declares us in a dark night.
WMFO, Hedford, 9:04 in the morning here with me, Mike, on the mic. I'll be here today till 11 a.m., and happy to tell you that that is so. Still tired today, so talking is a problem, but we'll be good. We'll be good. Let me tell you what we're doing today. Freeform until 10 a.m. today, and then I'm happy to welcome back Linda Marks, who will be here from 10 to 10:30. We'll get caught up with her, talk about her new record, In Grace, that's coming out on September 1st, and the record release show at the Barn on October 13th. Yeah, that's right. And she also recorded a song in honor of David Ortiz, too, that we'll hear. So that'll be cool. Always nice to see Linda. And maybe if we finish up around 10:30, 10:35, I'll do a whole set of requests. Ooh. Set myself up for that one, but I'm happy to do it. Also, if you have requests now between 9 and 10, please leave them on the Facebook thread, or you can call me, 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. Okay. I'm going to stop talking because it's hard, and I'm going to play some new noise, the first one of the day, from a great band called The Weeks that I learned all about from Christian on Markskin Radio. They have a new record coming out and a new single called Paper Mache Houses. Brand new noise here at, you know what it is, WMF.
There once was a Get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Buy all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be
WMFO Medford 928 on Saturday, August 24th, everybody. End of August. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm Mike. I'm here till 11 a.m. Coming up at 10. Excited to have Linda Marks back here in Studio A for about a half hour or so. Great stuff going on with her. New release coming out September 1st called In Grace, and a record release show at the Barn in October 13th, and she's going to share a song that she recorded in honor of David Ortiz, too. So stick around for that. That'll start at around 10. And let's see, what did I do? I played five songs for you. Let me tell you what we did. Started off with some new noise for the day. Starting off the day is what I meant. The Weeks have a new single out called Paper Mache Houses. Pete Townshend, back in 1972, put out a record called Who Came First? Pure and Easy. Really nice version of that. I always like hearing his take on how he would have done it, maybe, than the whole band. That was cool. Great request from Bob, the bass player from the Cast Irons. Thanks, Bob. Talk Talk from the Essential record in 2011, Life's What You Make It. Jeff Buckley, 25 years ago today, his first major label debut 25 years ago yesterday was called Grace. That was a title track. It's a little aggressive there, isn't it? It's pretty cool to listen to. You know, he meant what he was saying on there. It's great, good stuff. And Steppenwolf request for Tom Ruprecht. Boy, we lost Peter Fonda. Peter Fonda is gone from the Easy Rider soundtrack. That was Born to Be Wild and Steppenwolf. All right, new noise coming up from a pretty well-known jam band, Donovan Frankenreiter. They have a new record out, and the first single is called Is It You? It's not really jam bandy, but it's pretty cool. We'll see what you think. It's brand new noise here at WMFO Medford. Happened 7 years ago.
loving up on you. But you make such a beautiful wreck, you do. Yeah, you make such a beautiful wreck, you do. You make such a beautiful wreck, you do.
As his arm it reached around, oh, and she looked at the window, and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. That man she left behind her was 2,000 miles away. A singing boy, pick up that fiddle, oh, and play that steel guitar, oh, and find yourself a lady, and dance right where you are. On that 20 streets away, a singing boy, pick up that fiddle, oh, and play that steel guitar, oh, and find yourself a lady, oh, and dance right where you are. Came walking in, oh, and he never stopped to wonder who, if he'd see her again. It was a private conversation, no one heard him say. That girl he left behind was 2,000 miles away. It just sang, boy, pick up that fiddle, who, and play that steel guitar, who, and find yourself a lady, and dance right where you are. Hey, hey. And the moral of this story, so I guess it's easier said than done. Well, look at what you've been through and to see what you've become. Well, it's a private conversation, no one hears you say. Well, it's a private conversation. Hey, 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 hey. And his hand, it fell behind as his arm reached around, oh, and she looked at the window, and she
watch the shade go down. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, hey.
Out of- Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back.
9:52 in the morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike. I'm here on the mic, WMFO, until 11 a.m. Playing music until 10 and at 10. Very happy to let you know once again that Linda Marks will be here from about 10 to 10:30, talking about her new record, In Grace, and the exciting record release party at the Bar Inn in October. Is it October 13th? Yes, I remembered. October 13th, and I will be there. And we're also going to play the song that she wrote in honor of David Ortiz called Heroes. So all that's coming up at 10. Stick around. What did I do? Let me tell you what I did here in the last set. Started off with new noise from Dunnev and Frankenreiter. Brand new single called Is It You? I really like that a lot. It's kind of different from them, hey? Don't you think? Hey? It's kind of rude to say that. Sorry. Sean Mullins, right after that, from 2006, his Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor CD. That was Beautiful Wreck, beautiful track. See what I did there? Lyle Lovett, after that, 1996, brought us The Road to Ensenada. That CD had Private Conversation on it, and that's what I played. Midnight Oil, by request, for Michael Costa, from the Diesel and Dust CD. That was Beds Are Burning. Thanks, Mike. And Jimi Hendrix from Electric Ladyland. That was Voodoo Child, Slight Return. Parentheses in there somewhere. Just great to hear it. Just awesome. All right, so what's going to happen now? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to play a couple more songs and get us up to 10 a.m. And Linda, I'm going to start us off with new noise from a power pop band that I like a lot called the Jelly Bricks. They have something new. I didn't expect that. Brand new from Jelly Bricks. First single is called Corner of My Eye. It's WMFO.
Thank you. down, I get upset, I am not pleading or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor by down a bent, but yet, mama, you just don't mind mine. Say words like yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Mama, you just don't mind mine. Wake up in the morning, maybe look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be there. But I'd be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
WMFO, Medford. Boy, that was sort of a cold ending there from Mr. Harrison. I don't know why he did that to me, but that's okay. Just about 10 a.m. here at WMFO, Medford. I'm Mike, and played a real short set. Started with new noise from the Jelly Bricks. Cool old power pop band that I didn't expect new stuff from, but that was called Corner of My Eye from a new record coming out called Some Kind of Lucky. Excited about that. And George Harrison from 2011, there was a compilation called Early Takes Volume 1 that was put out. That was Mama, You've Been On My Mind. You know, a lot of people cover Bob Dylan, don't they? Must have been pretty good. I'll have to check him out one of these days. And Bob Dylan. Linda, everybody talks about Bob Dylan, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that he must be pretty good. So welcome back. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you.